Has a stranger ever asked you what you do for work or how you feel about your job? Well, in the 1970s, writer and radio show host Studs Terkel did just that. He traveled the country asking ordinary Americans what they do all day.
How do you feel about your work?
Do your arms get tired?
What do you do?
Tell me something.
I started working when I was about 12 years old.
Now describe it step by step, as though you were telling a little child what it is.
Their candid and intimate responses were collected in a book called Working. While that book became a bestseller and cultural touchstone, few people have heard the recordings that Terkel made of those interviews. For years, they were packed away in his home office. Now, our partners at Radio Diaries are combing through those tapes for our series Working, Then and Now. Today, Terkel's 1972 interview with a hotel piano player in downtown Chicago.
We're sitting with Hotz Michaels. If you want to noodle at the piano, you can, fine. At the piano bar, people sit around the piano, and they're drinking. It's now cocktail hour, about six or so. Hotz, how long have you been playing here?
I started here in 1952, Studs. When I started here, we had six piano players per night, the strolling violins, and we had a full orchestra. I am the last live entertainment of the Sherman Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about your work. Describe your work.
Well, piano playing is secondary. It's kind of background music for talking, people getting together. Out-of-town visitors, businessmen talking over whatever deals of the day they had to talk over, lawyers. It's a great gathering spot for lawyers. Give us a drink over here.
What generally are the subjects that people on the piano bring up? Talk about personal things with you?
Very.
Like what?
Marriage.
Domestic problems.
Domestic problems. The saloons are kind of full of lonely people, trying to fill an empty hour or two, a void in their life somewhere, you know. Yeah. Stutz, can you excuse me one moment?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Jamie. Hi, honey. Nice to see you girls.
What are you having downstairs?
Oh, we're just kind of having fun here, taping a show. This is Mr. Studs Terkel here, girls.
So, you are the only live musician right now?
In the Sherman Hotel.
What is it that is happening?
Well, number one, when television came in and came in strong, it put a terrible dent in live entertainment. No question about it. Number two, I think a little bit of fear.
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 Inner city, is what you mean.
Sure, people that I know well, haven't been downtown in 2-3 years.
This then is connected with the move to the suburbs.
Absolutely. With the amplified music, as you can hear on the jukebox that's...
Right now. There never was a jukebox before.
There never was a jukebox in Hotel Sherman until recently.
Do you have fears of work coming to an end?
Absolutely. The first many years of this business, I drank. And I think I drank because I was afraid. I haven't drank in 8 years, and I'm still afraid.
Really?
Sure. Not afraid of growing old. Afraid of what lies ahead. What happens? I've watched a lot of other piano players that I know that are 60, 63 years old. And I don't like what I see.
As we finish our conversation, you mentioned this business. You said this business.
It is a business, a definite business. I'm here to create selling of liquor, and that's how I derive my salary. It is a business.
You weren't thinking of it as an art form.
I don't really think of it as an art form, because I never thought much of myself as an artist. I know my limitations. It was very frustrating years ago, but I learned my limitations, and I'm glad I learned them. I was a lot happier for it.
Do you have any favorites, hon?
Good night, Consul.
Here's an old lawyer coming down today,
Studs Terkel interviewing Norman Hotz Michaels at Chicago's Sherman Hotel in 1972. A year later, the hotel was demolished. Michaels eventually found a new home at the Chicago Chop House, where he played for another 20 years. Michaels died in 2006 at age 82.
Our series, Working Then and Now, is produced by Joe Richman, Nellie Gillis, and Sarah Kate Kramer of Radio Diaries, with Jane Sachs of the organization Project AND. The editors are Deborah George and Ben Shapiro.
Special thanks to the Studs Terkel Archive. You can hear more stories from the series this weekend on NPR and on the Radio Diaries podcast.
I'm just testing this hot.
It's a little local, I just, Just a little local, column about the people in the loop.
What's a song you like? You know. Why?